Chakra, the voice of Columbia and Greene County. And we have as our first guest today Roy Falsetto, famous for Kamea Restaurant, Innit Kamea, and soon to be more things. So hello, Roy. Good morning.
Good morning, Hudson Valley.
How are you today?
Good, good. Doing well.
Good. I'm just trying to see whether get a little closer to the mic, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good morning. Good morning. Early morning.
We're on time. We're good.
We're good. Okay. Well, yeah, it's not that early, but it can be early for people who work in restaurants and other
Yes.
things.
Yes, and it is early for people who work in restaurants, even though probably they get up earlier than you think.
Okay,
somebody's got to get in that kitchen. And
though I think that more than restauranting these days, you are also being a contractor. You're like in the midst of, tell me, because you're building, I walked by the building the other day that used to be the Savoia, mm-hmm. and there was a hub of activity. And I wanted to come in, but it looked like it might be a little dangerous, and I'd need a hard hat.
Yeah, it's been a little dangerous in there the last couple of months. It's gotten better, though. We have stairs now. We have floors. Walk around. So it's gotten safer in the last week and a half. So please stop by anytime you like.
I was tempted, but there was. Yeah. It just looked like there was so much activity going on that I it looked a little chaotic. So I thought I'm going to wait a week or two before I do that.
Come on in a week or two. Be great.
All right, great.
Be
yeah.
Fine.
Where are you? What are you doing with the building?
We're turning it into a small hotel, a little boutique hotel. We're going to call it the Howard Hotel, which it was back in the 1920s. It was
really?
Originally the Howard Hotel in the 20s. It's gone through a whole bunch of changes over the years since it was built. And so Max and I decided to bring it back to the Howard Hotel.
That's great.
So it's going to be a small 7-room hotel with 2 master suites and 5 smaller guest rooms. Hopefully people will love it. I don't know.
I hope so, too. And I think the need is here for it.
I believe so. Yeah. The town is still growing. Columbia County's growing. The Hudson Valley's still growing. There is a need. We have 15 other rooms now in the buildings that we have, and they get booked, and there are still people we have to turn away, and so, yeah.
It's Kamea, the Inn at Kamea.
Right.
Where I annually make a stop on New Year's Eve, so I don't have to drive after I've been out partying. It's always a great experience.
Yeah, we offer that to all our customers at the restaurant. A little too heavy on the libation, we'll put you up in a room.
I learned that from our mutual friend Larry Divney.
Yes.
Yeah, he did that one time, and I thought, wow, that's thinking smart.
Well, definitely thinking smart, especially these days. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Roy, how did you end up here? Because that's a story I've never heard in all the years I've known you, and I've known you since I bought the house up here just about.
2003. That's right. You had the white parties when we met at your house.
Yeah.
I got up here. You want to know the truth? It's a New York Times ad got me up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I was actually already going out to Long Island. I was going to open a place in Huntington with Franco, my original partner. And he had cut out a New York Times ad for the space up here in Hudson. We had an argument about it for weeks because I didn't want to take another chance and go look somewhere else where we already had a deal going in another place, which we had done before, and it always messed things up. But we were sitting around one day, and I said, well, let's just take a ride and take a look. And we did, and I was back here the next morning with a check, and I blew the deal I had off in Huntington. And we came up here the next day, and we took that space. And,
and it's a beautiful space.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. I couldn't say no to it. It was a perfect place for us.
Yeah.
And we had looked around. I mean, we've been to Europe. We've been to Florida. Mexico. We were all over looking for a space to open up a restaurant. And Hudson was a place you can do it.
What were you doing before restauranting, or have you always been in restauranting?
No, I was a hairdresser for 35 years.
Wow.
In Manhattan.
Things I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little diverse in my...
Yeah, you are.
I get tired of things and I move on to something else. I don't know. I got a lot of interest. So mm-hmm. I've done hairdressing. I've been a mechanic. I've been a contractor. I've been a painting contractor. I've been a roofer. I've done a lot of things. I don't know.
It's, wow.
So...
Yeah. So you were up here and then it expanded out and became the Inn at Kamea.
Yeah.
How did that start?
The building behind the restaurant came up for sale. And I don't know, I just knew that was a perfect spot for a little inn. And I always had the idea. The building was never available.
Mm-hmm.
But once the restaurant was up and running and we were doing okay, we seemed fairly solid. Max and I decided to pick up that little building behind the restaurant and... We turned it into four little guest rooms, and it did very well.
Yeah.
And 2 years after that, another building down the street became available, and we figured, well, let's expand a little bit since things are going good. And we did that, and that went well.
Mm-hmm.
so we just kept going. I don't know. It seemed like every 2 years we'd find another little project to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it's been working out okay.
Yeah.
It's the magic of Hudson. Yeah.
The magic of Hudson, yes.
It is. I don't know. For some reason, this town allows you to just kind of follow a dream.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop you. Which is funny because I was in Manhattan for 35 years. I don't know. Maybe you just seem too small to make any difference or to be noticed. I don't know. You know, you're a small fish in a very big pond.
Yeah.
Up here, I don't know. It just seemed much easier to do business.
Well, you know, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that it's easier to do business here because I've only done media business down in New York. So, mm-hmm. You know, that I kind of knew, but I was never doing restaurants and things. And that always seemed like just too overwhelming to even think about in New York City because of the rules, the regulations, the unions, the da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, and the expense of it.
And the expense of it,
Manhattan's a very expensive place to do business.
And
so.
Getting even more so as... Every moment ticks on.
I don't know how they do it. I see kids coming out of college and they're going to go to live in New York City. And how can you do it? I mean, rents were maybe $200, $300 a month when I started out
mm-hmm.
a few years ago.
Yeah.
And but now, you know, you see these kids, they're renting apartments for $3,000 a month, a little one bedroom. I don't know. I just can't figure out how they manage to make ends meet down there. But God bless them. I'm glad they're doing it. But
yeah. No, I know. It's just it's a little insane.
Yeah.
But I've always felt that here in the Hudson Valley, one of the things that I really loved about it when I first came up here was that it felt like you could breathe here in a way you can't breathe in New York City, no matter where you are, whatever borough you're in. You can breathe more easily up here.
Oh, yeah. Life is easier. It's strange. Life is easier, but I've never worked so hard in my life, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
But what you said about breathing up here, you can. And it's not just in not a physical sense. I mean, it's a metaphorical sense of you could. You can expand your thought. You've got an idea. You want to follow a dream. Very easy to do up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the community lets you do it. They welcome it. They love creativity, this community. And I think, the Hudson Valley's craving creativity. You know, it mm-hmm. just welcomes it. And it's wonderful to see, especially in the last 5 years, so many young people coming up and, you know, opening up little quirky shops and small farms and businesses. And it's just so exciting to see that kind of energy blossom up here. And it's something you don't necessarily see in the city. You know, even though it might be there, but it's very hard to see it through all the trees. You know, there's just so much going on in Manhattan or any big city. But up here, you can definitely see it and feel it, and you can breathe. You know, maybe it's a lack of traffic.
I know. I realize that I get impatient sometimes, and I think, you know, really, this is, you know, I'm not trying to get down Broadway. I'm just trying to go out 23, and so the guy in front of me is not doing the speed limit. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So what changes have you seen in the Hudson Valley and Greene and Columbia County since you came up here?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's the culture has just grown. Yeah, culturally, the music venues, the artists, the musicians, and these small entrepreneurs that open up these little stores that are so interesting and so different than anything you see anywhere else, only because they're following their dreams. I look at a lot of people in Hudson or in the Hudson Valley. They're doing it out of desire to do it. They're not doing it out of they want to make money or, you know, it's not like, you know, I'm going to open a business and be successful. They just have this desire to do something that's a dream of theirs in the back of their head, or and they come up here and they try it. They do it. And a lot of them succeed a lot more than, you know, in Manhattan, you hear these numbers of 60% of the restaurants that open fail within the first year or something. I don't see that happening up here. You know, you open, Hudson Valley gives you a chance to grow. You know, it allows you to take that chance and allows you to grow. It's one of the wonderful things about it. You know, I don't see it anywhere else, at least not around New York.
Yeah. You're a restaurateur and a innkeeper and a whole variety of other things here. I just, you know, the food scene here has changed so much over the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, a lot of restaurants have come in, and it's great. I love the diversity of it. I get tired of eating my own food sometimes, so it's great I can go out to a Japanese restaurant or, you know, an Indian restaurant or a French restaurant. So, the diversity of food is really great. And just the quality of food up here. I mean, thank God to these local farmers that have been supplying us for years.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the season's in. And just the quality of food is spectacular. I mean, you can't get anything better.
No, I know. I try to do as much, get as much as I can to use during the week from the farmer's market, because it's so fun to do that and get things and then cook it up and
and knowing it just came out of the ground like today, you know.
Yeah,
they picked it today, they got it on the stand, you buy it and it's just fresh and wonderful, and it's a real pleasure, you know, and it makes owning a restaurant and cooking just a real pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And people appreciate it.
So what are you, when you finish the Howard Hotel, any other plans beyond the Howard Hotel?
Never have plans.
You never have plans.
I never have plans. I don't know. These projects just seem to come up, and I just do them. I get an itch to do a project, but I never plan on them. I don't know. I didn't plan on buying the Howard Hotel. It just seemed to fall in my lap somehow, and I went with it.
A big building just fell in your lap. I'm surprised you didn't get crushed.
Yeah. I tried pushing it off for a year, but it kept pulling me back. So I've decided to go with it. But I haven't really made any big plans. I just kind of I'm hoping to plan a retirement this someday, which isn't retiring. It's just being able to tinker with the things you like to tinker with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might get my motorcycle back on the road after 10 years. We'll see.
Oh wow! Another thing I didn't know about you is that you rode a motorcycle.
Oh yeah. Yeah, great transportation when you live in Manhattan. So
yeah, though I would think a little dangerous too.
Yeah, it's half the fun. Yeah,
it's half the fun.
A little bit of danger is good.
Danger,
right? Yeah, it's like playing the pinball machine. You put your 50 cents in, and hopefully you'll make it through the it through the course.
Yeah, I remember when pinball machines were a nickel.
Yeah,
when we were on vacation as kids, they were a nickel.
Really,
the pinball machines at the resort.
Well, you're 2 years older than I am, aren't you? Right. Yeah.
They went up a lot. I am a few years older than you are. So what else is going on in your life these days besides the Howard Hotel and Nancy and...
Gee, my life. My life is the Howard Hotel. 7 days a week we're down there. You know, we're trying to push through it as fast as we can and get it done. And I tend to get a little absorbed when I do these projects. I disappear for the time I'm doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, I totally get absorbed in them. So there's not much else going on. outside of I get to eat dinner and I go to bed and I get up the next morning and do it all over again. So hopefully by when it's done, I'll take some time and rest and enjoy it. So we're going to see. If we're lucky, we should be done by, maybe by December.
Okay.
And then there'll be some relaxation time.
Oh, that's good.
And then we'll see about doing another project after that. But
wait to find something else that falls into your lap.
Falls in your lap, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, so when the Howard is finished, you'll have a total of 22 rooms.
Yes, 22 rooms in 4 buildings. And, yeah, it's kind of grown way past anything I expected. You know, mm-hmm. I just came up looking to open a small restaurant. And, well, like I said, Hudson allows you to do these things, and if you get an idea, it lets you do it.
Yeah.
So I've gone with it.
And you and Max have done a great job.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know, it really is. Yeah. Just so people know how to find you in terms of what's the website for the restaurant and the inn?
Ah, KameaRestaurant.com and the inn at Kameya.com. Howard Hotel has a website, but nothing's on it yet. So it's okay. HowardHotel.com. But
under construction, just like the
yes,
just like the building.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Hudson Valley, you know, because this has become a big destination for weddings. Last weekend there was a huge wedding in town. You know, everything was like overflowing with people and
yeah. The wedding scene has really grown in the last 4 years. It's become the new thing to, you know, come upstate, rent a barn somewhere and have a big shindig, you know, and you can put 200 people and they book every room in town. We're already getting calls for 2018, 2019, about weddings. People are planning their weddings and so they're looking for places to stay.
Lordy.
But it's become a huge business up here, which is awesome. I mean, it's a terrific thing.
Yeah.
And it brings a lot of people into town on the weekends. Hopefully, if they see what's going on, they'll come back after the wedding, you know, in a few weeks or a few months and enjoy the town itself.
Yeah.
It's become a terrific venue for weddings. There's enough spaces up here for it. Gee, everybody's got a barn or you know, a big field to set up a tent. I imagine it's an economical way compared to other places.
I would think so. You know, I know that our mutual friend Larry has had a couple of weddings in the field at his up on his farm. You know, friends of his who said, could I borrow your field for a day to have a wedding? And would you officiate, by the way?
And he's very proud to do that.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
yeah. I've heard his singing voice. It's good.
And Alicia was in the play last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At the Red Dot?
Over at the Red Dot. Yeah.
Ah.
Alicia was just hysterical last night.
Oh, terrific! Oh, I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah. Well, the next time we're going to do something is August 29th. This is a little promo for what we call the WGXC's Diamond Street Radio Players. And our next performance is going to be August 29th at the Red Dot. Doors will open at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Performance will be at 7 p.m. And we're going to be we're going to invite people to tell stories.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I think Alana came up with I think we're going to call it Prison Alley Tales. Because we're right there on Prison
Alley.
Spark
a few.
Yeah. Prison Alley Tales.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So that's good. Roy, I'm so glad you came by. Anything else you want to chat about before we go?
I wish I had chatting.
You know, one of my favorite memories will always be here of being here in Columbia County was your wedding to Nancy, because that was if you were there, you'll remember it was one of the most hysterical weddings I've ever been at.
Yeah.
Because the audience, instead of crying, was falling over laughing because it was done for comedy.
It was fun. It was great.
It was great. And then you managed to get the city to let you close off City Hall Way or whatever that
City Hall Place. So we set up a tent there.
And it was so I felt so honored to be invited to your wedding, and it was just
so glad you.
It was it was just.
I wish
great.
I could invite the whole city. We tried.
Well, you certainly had a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was fun.
But it was great fun.
Yeah,
it was great fun.
Yeah, I wish I can remember most of it. I can't. It was funny how weddings, you know. And I tell that to people. I go, you're going to forget it really fast. It's not, you're not even going to be able to remember what you did that day.
Yeah.
So it is. It's like a whirlwind. It's like going into a tornado when and you come out the other side.
I just remembered because Nick had officiated at your wedding.
Yeah.
And I remember.
Highly recommend him. Fantastic if you want to
get. Yeah. And I remember at one point something happened. Nancy did a faux swoon, and everybody just was doubled over in laughter. And I just went, this is just great. Because it's usually so, you know, like...
Formal. We were very informal.
Yeah.
And just a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well,
it was great. And you know, it was funny. She had looked around at wedding venues for a year, looking at all the barns, and we ended up doing it at the restaurant anyway.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, yeah, it could have saved herself a lot of time.
But, and everything. Roy, thanks so much for coming today.
Oh, my pleasure. This is fun.
We're gonna have you. I'm gonna have you back.
All right.
We'll have you back. Around the time the Howard Hotel opens, so that you can paint audio pictures of what you've created.
That will be great. And, I look forward to doing that with you.
Remember, it's KameaRestaurant.com.
Mm-hmm.
And InItKamea.com.
Yep. For the inn, yeah.
Yep. And so we're gonna. This is WGXC Acra. And I'm going to come back. We're gonna do a little music. And then I'm going to come back with some community events. Because there's always community events happening. We're going to play the Ragtime Oriole. Now, we're doing ragtime today instead of jazz, which I normally do, because ragtime was the music that anchored the play we did last night at the Red Dot, the WGXC's Diamond Street Radio Players did. And so we're going to play the Ragtime Oriole.